All right, now it is time for the May episode of the Monthly Grind with the National Corn Growers Association. This month, we are discussing the relationship between corn and the pet food industry. Joining us first, Manager Market Development for the National Corn Growers Association, Michael Granche is with us. Michael, it's good to talk with you again. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Jesse, a pleasure as always.
And also joining us this month, Vice Chair of the Market Development Action Team at NCGA, Kansas's own Chad Epler. Chad, good to have you on with us again.
Always great to be with you, Jesse.
Well, let's dive in. And Michael, set this up for us, because I know you are at the Pet Food Forum in Kansas City this week. And I know this is something we talked about on one of the first episodes of the Monthly Grind. Talk about kind of this overall relationship between the corn industry and the pet food industry. Can you kind of set this up for us?
Yeah, sure can. So, you know, the kind of running joke this week has been corn in your kibble, and that's more likely than you'd think. And that's a great thing. Our kind of strategy when we're approaching the pet food industry is kind of a two-pronged approach, which is first, corn is an ingredient, which could be food, can be treats. You know, think about your dog, your cat's, you know, morning kibble or some of those treats that you might feed for good behaviors throughout the day. And then the second fold to this is what we like to call beyond the bowl applications. And so that's things like biopreferred packaging solutions that maybe are utilizing cornstarch or maybe technologies for pet products. So one of the giveaways at our booth this week behind besides some treats actually made out of corn flour specifically, but we also are handing out, you know, doggy pickup bags if you know, take your dog to town or whatever, but they've actually replaced all the petroleum in those with cornstarch. So you've got this really durable product that also biodegrades. So we've got a couple different lenses here we're approaching the industry with.
Well, and it's, I think it all kind of speaks to, again, some of the different avenues that we can find for our corn and the great corn that we grow here across the country. And I know you guys have partnered on various studies and much more here, haven't you, Michael?
Yeah, that's right. So we've been exhibiting at the Pet Food Forum event, which is one of the country's largest pet food exhibitions. And so this is my fifth year having a booth presence here, sponsored by NCGA's Market Development Action Team. And so it's just been a fantastic opportunity for us every year to have this really good touch point with folks from all sectors of the industry, where we get to sit down and have conversations about corn's competitive advantage as a feedstock and as a food ingredient here for the pet food industry. So we've also partnered on some research that came out of Kansas State with Dr. Greg Aldridge and his team when he was on staff. And so, you know, we're handing out resources that are talking about the dietary benefits and actually for digestive health in our cats and dogs when featuring kibble that have corn. And on top of that, some of the research also concluded that corn is actually really good for the extrusion process. And so corn toasts really nicely, it browns really nicely. And so, you know, when living in a world where there's been so much rhetoric around the grain-free movement for our cats and dogs, it's really important to have presence here to talk about so many of the benefits that corn provides for our pets that keep them healthy and living strong.
Chad, let's bring you in here and talk a little bit from your perspective, not only as a grower, but as the member of the Market Development Action Team. And you hear about, you know, corn and pet food and that relationship. I mean, give us your thoughts on that. I don't know if it's something that maybe a lot of farmers, if they don't know about it, maybe aren't necessarily, it's not top of mind. They're thinking about corn as an ingredient for our pet food, right?
Yeah, so if I put on the pet owner hat for a little bit, my wife and I have a little dapple dachshund, and we want what is absolutely best for her. And so whether that's the food or the treats, we want to make sure that it's healthy and that it's going to be good for her. And corn is a way to make sure that it's helping her immune system, that those treats that have corn ingredients is good for her, for body, her mind, and it's healthy. And so I think a lot of people miss that corn. I mean, we know that corn is, you know, used for other animal feed, ethanol, things like that. But when you think about pet food, I mean, a lot of people have pets, a lot of people have dogs, and sometimes we get lost in the fact that, my gosh, this stuff that we grow here, you know, this high quality sustainable corn that we grow here, certainly in Kansas, as well as other states, can be used in what's good for our dogs at home. And that's really important to certainly my wife and I, but to a lot of people.
Well, and I think about this too, with the work that the Market Development Action Team does, we highlight this each and every month here on the Monthly Grind, just finding all these different avenues for corn as a, as an ingredient, as a feedstock, et cetera. That is, that's it. What is at the heart of what you guys do with MDAT, isn't it, Chad?
Absolutely. So the corn industry moved nearly 2 million tons of product. If you think about that, 2 million tons of product. So as a grower, we want to make sure that we have the highest yield possible. And so when you have high yields, you have more corn. Well, when you have more corn, you have more to move. And so when you have more corn to move, then you have to find more ways to utilize that corn, whether it is the animal feed or, you know, for human consumption, or maybe a new use like sustainable aviation fuel or plastics going forward. Corn needs to be moved, and it doesn't matter, you know, to us as growers, where it goes. We want to make sure that it just gets moved. Stockpiles of corn doesn't help anybody. And so we want to make sure that our high quality corn gets moved. And remember, corn's sustainable, abundant, and affordable. And we want to try to get that moved domestically, export as much as we can. And part of MDAT is to find those uses and to be able to get that corn moved. And that's kind of, you know, our purpose of MDAT.
Well, Michael, let's bring you back in here as we kind of tie this all back together with the work you are doing this week at the Pet Food Forum and more, and to a lot of Chad's points, you know, finding all of these avenues for corn here for our corn growers in the country. And, you know, looking at some of the stats here, the partnerships you guys have in just the pet food industry alone, really important work you guys are doing, isn't it, Michael?
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think this is really where the importance of strategic partnership comes into place. You know, our team is tasked with the mission of finding homes, but it's not just finding, you know, homes for bushels. It's finding opportunities that allow America's corn farmers to remain competitive and profitable in their operations. And so, you know, we've, part of our relationships, you know, we've worked closely with the Institute for Feed Education and Research, along with the American Feed Industry Association. And, you know, Chad referenced that awesome study that we partnered with in 2020 that concluded that the American corn industry moved nearly 2 million tons of product solely in from the pet food industry. And so, you know, again, when we're positioning corn as this abundant, safe ingredient for our pets, for the livestock industry, for all of these other you know, value yielding applications for corn, you know, I think having that data top of mind is really important. And again, being able to work across all of these other partnerships that we've been able to build across the sector, so that we're all working together. And I think it's so important to keep in mind that rising tides lifts all boats.
Couldn't agree more. Chad, we got about a minute here. Any final thoughts from you as we talk about the relationship between corn and the pet food industry?
I just think it's important that people that are pet owners, like I had mentioned before, my wife and I have a little dog. Those people that have pets, dogs, cats, you think about what it can mean to have a good, healthy product in the diet of your pet. And corn provides that through, you know, providing the kibbles that are maybe toasted and formed better than, you know, other things. And dogs like the taste of that corn. And so it's really important that to us, a happy dog is a happy home. And whether you have dogs, cats, or whatever your pet is, that's really important. So we want to make sure that corn is utilized in the pet food industry, and we keep those partnerships healthy.
Learn more at ncga.com. With that, the May episode of the Monthly Grind. Michael, Chad, thank you both for joining us here this month. We appreciate it.
Pleasure always, Jesse. If you're in Kansas City, swing by Booth 1947.
Michael Granche and Chad Appler there with the National Corn Growers Association. That's going to do it for the May episode of the Monthly Grind here on AOA.